not fooling with these charismatics. I'm reaching for the backslider. America's got more backsliders than it has phony charismatics. Did you know that? That's where the harvest field is. We get letters from them all the time saying, "Brother, I'm backslid." My God, the backsliders at Rice. They got more spiritual acumen and sensitivity to the truth than these charismatics and so-called Pentecostals have. They don't know the truth when they hear it. But these backsliders do. They said, "Hey, I was raised up like that, but I got away from God. Please pray for me. I haven't heard you preach sanctification since my old daddy died. Went on to glory. Preach you could be sanctified and live holy." Isn't that something? Tell ye your children of it. And let their children tell their children and their children another generation what's happened here in the end time and what God's still going to do. Now, these wretched conditions spiritually are going to bring about. Now, I had a lot more to go, but I can't get it all. It's going to bring about what Jesus predicted in Matthew 24, beginning in verse 6. "And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." The beginning of sorrows is what the church is going in. You're not going to get these little borderline predictions fulfilled upon you. You're going to get through the whole mess of God's judgments. When I preach that, you have some of these old ignoramuses look at me and say, "Don't you know, brother, we're not appointed for wrath?" Didn't say nothing about wrath. I said judgments. No, a Christian's not going through the wrath of God. That's what we're saved from. But the tribulation period of 7 years, as we call it, the week of Jacob's trouble, is divided in two categories. The first 3.5 years is a time of restoration to the church. It's a time of the outpouring of God's Spirit of Joel 2:28 and Acts 2:17 and 18. It's a time of end time revival. It's a time of the outpouring of God's judgments upon this earth and the church in particular. And then when the rapture occurs, it's going to be after the first 3.5 weeks before God's wrath descends. And by the way, the latter part of the tribulation, 3.5 weeks, is not all God's wrath. The wrath don't come till the very tail end of it. We could go through this thing for 6 years or so. But at least we're going through 3.5 years of the tribulation. God have mercy. I get people all the time read our magazines, hear me on cassette and radio, and said, "Brother, you didn't give us enough of scriptures." I give them about 1,000. How many more do they want? They can't produce one. They can't produce one that says they're not going in it. All they do is quote, "Don't you know Jesus ascended from heaven with a shout and voice of the archangel and trump of God, and the dead in Christ rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds, meet the Lord in air, and so shall ever be the Lord. Wherefore come for one of these words?" Yeah, I know it's there, but didn't say when. Old dumb bows, they quote all of that, and it don't have no time element at all on it. What I'm telling you has got a timing on it. The Bible said in Revelation 13 and verse 8 that the saints of God will be given into the hands of Antichrist for 3.5 years. Now that's a time element, is it? My God, why in the world don't people wake up? Because they have eyes and won't see. They have ears and they won't hear because they don't fear God. They've been bewitched by soothsaying preachers that speak smooth, juicy things to a bunch of little tiddlywink Christians that are penny waste. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I want my family saved. I don't want them to go down the tube because of some old dumb preacher. Tells them they can get out here and go to the beach and wear the bikinis and strip off 9/10 naked, get out here and get in their love ends and everything before they're married. You're going to have a love end. It comes after you get the wedding vow. If you're going to expose your body to the opposite sex, it's after the wedding vow. God, why don't we tell our children, our children's children, about these things? So they're like a bunch of dumb donkeys, like these preachers do. We won't tell our people from the pulpit. Well, you got a time on your hands when the preacher don't preach it. If the preacher don't preach it, you almost lost the battle unless you withdraw yourself and stay home. I'd stay home before I'd hear a donkey preach. Balaam had to listen to one to forbid the madness of the prophet. God opened a dumbass's mouth. Brother Brown run into a fellow the other day, and he was cutting down on him some old foolish doctrine, belief. Somebody asked Brother Brown, says, what's wrong with him? He said, that's a dumbass speaking with man's voice. That's right. You're right, brother. There's a lot of them around. God, have mercy. They just go up and down the land like something crazy. All right, let's go a little further here. Just a few more minutes now. Hang on to your seats. The Antichrist is going to rise upon this perfidy and rejection of the truth of God's word on the foundation of false preachers, false prophets, phony Bibles, and counterfeit Christians by the millions. The Antichrist is going to come out of it. And who you think he's going to deceive? He's done got the world to see. What in the world are people talking about? The Bible tells you plainly in 1 John 5:17, all unrighteousness is sin. The whole world lieth in wickedness. Well, he don't have to deceive the world. The world's already deceived. Who's he going to deceive? He's going to deceive these phony Christians. That's why he's coming, to try us and deceive those that aren't God's own true elect. Let me tell you something. If you ain't God's elect, you're going to live like God's elect. You're going to be different from the world. You can't live like the world and have God's divine favor on you and your family. Jesus said, John 17, his masterful prayer, said, Father, I'm not praying you take them out of the world. Keep them from the evil of the world, because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. My God, have mercy. We got to realize the Antichrist is right here at hand. Now, let me get to this. The conditions that's going to come, because these physical judgments of God, these natural judgments of God are coming. They've been created already. And they're on the way, like Jesus said, the things that are the beginning of sorrows in Matthew 24. You've got to realize the conditions that have existed spiritually are the conditions that are bringing about these natural disasters that we're already entering into. And you've seen it manifested here in the last two winters in Florida. How that destruction, one night or two nights of hard, unseasonal and unreasonable freezes for a tropical climate such as we've been used to, can destroy the food production that we need so desperately. God's been turning the thermostat down, and it's going down lower. You've seen up here the destruction of our groves. You're going down a little further south, you see the destruction of our the farming areas there with the vegetables and things that are dead. They save some of them, of course. God's not going to bring it suddenly. It's going to be a gradual thing. And the paper exclaimed the other morning, the greatest freeze, the lowest temperature in over 150 years. In over 150 years. Well, why do you think it's happening? Jesus went on to say in Matthew 24, he said, you'll hear them wars and rumors of wars, and all these are the beginning of sorrows, along with famines, pestilence, and earthquakes. But he says, then they'll deliver you up to be afflicted and kill you. You who? Oh, that was the apostles. Apostles. He was talking to the apostles, and the apostles wrote this for you and I. The apostles are dead and gone. They didn't get what they're writing to us. We're going to get it. He said they're going to deliver you, Christians, up to be afflicted and kill you, and you'll be hated of all nations. Well, my namesake. Oh, that was for the Jews, these old big, thick-lipped, juicy, jawed preachers tell the Pentecostals and so-called Holy Spirit. That's for the Jews, beloved. The old juice are running down his lips. You wait till God gets through with these old juicy preachers, telling you all that's for the Jews and the apostles and the early church and all that mess. That's prophecy that was written for our day. Okay, he said, they'll kill you, Christians, in the end time, and many will be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many, not a few. Many false prophets around. You ask an old dumb Christian where a false prophet is, and he'll look at you with disbelief. He said, where do you see one of them things? And where he goes to church, he probably looks one at him at one every Sunday. Every time he turns the TV on, if he looks at a preacher, you look at one. So I started to say a while ago, this preacher, I've got confidence in, he's fundamental, and I don't think he knows any better. And I don't think God teaches him any better because he wants him to preach like he's preaching. People wouldn't hear him. He preaches to be saved and born again, stay out of the world. Somebody asked him, he said the other day, they asked me, why don't you get on television? He says, well, if I may say so, I don't want to be up there with them false prophets. I said, hallelujah! Hallelujah! I agree with you 1,000%. I don't want to get on there with them false prophets either. Every one of them is false prophets. Money grabbers, deceivers, bewitchers. I said, every one of them! He's not up there to help God's people, because you can hear his preaching. And it's watered down, it's compromising. It's pathetic. It's not anointed of the Holy Ghost. He's just a 6 foot or 5 pound and a half foot icicle up there trying to get somebody's money. And I tell you, that's the racket that's created the terrible...